Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle at Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'll take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. All is here for your yarn and any topic, all is, by all means. That the number again, 1-800-422-416. A big shout out also to the all First Nations radio stations across this beautiful country, our Daily Black Network, and all our yarns and all our stories, and all our daily music as well. So look, fantastic. And like I said, have your say and yarn up strong. So with that, look at first yarn we got here. One business, second virtual Indigenous Business and Contractors Expo is on at the end of this month, celebrating Queensland Small Business Month. If you're a supporter or buyer, join them on 28 May. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Lisa Wadigo, co-founder of Indigenous Business Month. And we've got the sister on the line. Lisa, good morning. You there? Hello, Lisa? No? Lisa? Lisa Wadigo, not there? Try again, Lisa. No, not there. Get Lisa on the line so we can continue that yarn. The expo will showcase diverse and vibrant Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses and contractors from across Queensland. Each business will have 3 minutes to pitch their unique products and or service offerings. They welcome the attendance of state and local government representatives, corporates and other businesses, organisations to come and meet their fantastic businesses. And so the statement here, if you're an Indigenous business and if you're interested in pitching at the event, please register for one business to attend and they will reach out to help you prepare for your pitch. If you're a government representative, corporate or business, please register to attend. So there it is. We'll just try again if Lisa's on the line. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I got you. Thank you for coming. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Lisa?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, everybody. Sorry. I thought that was just Trevor just saying, hey, how you going before
we
started.
Right. But then, there he is. And now we're into it. Who your mob? Where are you from, sister?
Sorry about that. I'm based here in Brisbane, in Meanton, McGanton. My mob are from across the border in northern New South Wales, so South Sea Island Aboriginal family. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you again, Trevor.
Yeah, you too, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And look, here we are, a business opportunity, one business. I love the sound of that. Second virtual Indigenous Business and Contractors Expo. So that's coming up 28th of May. So we're talking about all industries, open industries, and for anybody who's a black person in business, come to the table, yes?
Yes. So this is our second virtual One Business Expo that we've had. So it's like a meet the suppliers, so you get to meet all of, you know, different mobs who are in business. We do our expo events when we actually go into community. So we'll have a bunch of events in Indigenous Business Month in October, but in communities. But this is the second one we've done it actually online, and it's really a great opportunity for people to meet with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses. Find out what they are set up for, what they're selling, and really connect. I think that people like to do business with businesses that they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And getting to know people is and building those relationships is such a fundamental part of doing business. And we've got about, I think we will have, I'm not sure because people are still signing up to pitch, but I think we'll have at least 15 businesses pitching from across Queensland.
Right, fantastic. And how do people apply to be on board?
Oh, so if you want to pitch, if you're an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander-owned business, you just have to sign up to the One Business Program, which is a program that we've been running since 2020 with TAFE Queensland and the Queensland Government. And it's really just about, you know, supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses to get started. If you've got an idea that you want to play with and you think, oh, I think maybe this could be a business, I'm not sure yet, you can sign up to the One Business Program. If you are already in business and you're doing really well and you want to just get some extra learning about things and some extra support and some extra promotional opportunities, it's a great program as well. So,
look, a great program.
We're really excited.
Exactly. And it looks a great program for a great platform in regarding networking, promotion, marketing, getting your name out there. And also looking at a possibility of JV, joint ventures, with other companies and also for government government corporate people who are at the table can see what you got and maybe opportunities for some corporate gigs as well in regarding contracts, yes?
Absolutely. You know, we have, you know, when you do your pitch, because we'll have, you know, people. So if you're not a business, if you just want to attend and watch all the businesses, so we're aiming for at least 50 attendees, you know, on that side of the table, the buyer's table.
Yes.
And, yeah, we'll have people from governments. We'll have people from the corporate sector, other small businesses who want to do business. And so far we've got businesses. The pitching businesses include a law firm, folks in communication and design, some cultural healing businesses, family and domestic violence, cultural awareness businesses, some children, an actual children's entertainer. I'm really excited about him pitching for the first time. Good. That's really, really exciting. And so, you know, if your business wants to pitch and to meet new buyers, and that's what we talk about a lot in our program, is about trying to identify all of the ways in which you can, you know, promote your business in small ways, like just having yarns with people when you go to a networking event, as well as, you know, doing radio programs or, you know, if you're doing a formal pitch like this is. All of those opportunities make a difference.
Exactly. So you're the co-founder of Indigenous Business Month. So how long have you held the reins there for, Lisa?
Oh, so it's, are we now, it's 11 years this year?
11 years.
I think it's 11
fantastic.
Years.
Yeah, good,
it's gone so fast. I can't believe it. It's just, I can't believe how fast it's gone. It's 11 years. We haven't announced the theme for Indigenous Business Month for 2025 yet. So that's one of the things that we're working on at the moment. And we're really excited again, you know, to be back help promote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses across the country.
Yeah, look, a great opportunity. Thank you very much for sharing, sister. So all our mob out there, if you're in business, you're just a business person, happen to be black, put your hat in the ring and a great opportunity. But thank you for the yarn and all the best to your team. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Keep in touch, sis.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Liz. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Lisa Wadigo, her name is co-founder of Indigenous Business Month and talking about the One Business, second virtual Indigenous Business and Contractors Expo. It's on at the end of the month and celebrating Queensland Small Business Month. So if you're a supporter or buyer, join them on 28 May. So there is a phone number if you need to talk to somebody, One Business Team, 0460-285-352. Number again, 0460-285-352. Otherwise, email One Business Team. You can email them on One Business, that's one word, at iscariot media, one word. So that's iscariomedia.com. So there it is, iscariot media, one word, .com. Do that. So check it out. Throw your hat in the ring. That's what it's all about. You've got to be in it to win it, but the fact that it's a great opportunity, no matter even if you're just starting out, it just gives you a vision to looking for the future. Look at the network side of it, look at the marketing side of it as a business entity. There it is. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Thank you.
Isn't it just a temporary love? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? You've been crawling under my skin, waiting for me to let you in. Some things are better left unsaid, 'cause the minute you open that door, I just couldn't forget that I'm
Fall. Yeah, beautiful voice there. That's Bumpy and the Deadly track. It's called Falling. Okay, I'm not falling. Falling for you, Mob. Too Deadly. Have Your Say, Yarn Up Strong. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong on that Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Tangaroa Blue Foundation is the name of this fantastic foundation. Is a non-profit organisation focused on reducing and preventing marine debris. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the founder and CEO of Tangaroa Blue Foundation, and that's Heidi Tate. And we have Heidi on the line. Heidi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Heidi?
I am based in the Whitsundays, but currently down in southeast Queensland.
All right, fantastic. So we say to Mob, who your Mob, where you from? Who's Heidi Tate?
Oh, I am a lover of the ocean. I'm originally from Sydney and moved up north to teach diving many years ago, and now currently living on Ngari country in the Whitsundays.
All right, fantastic. Now we talk about the beautiful Mother Earth, planet Earth. Two-thirds of the Earth is water. And so when we're talking about marine debris and a lot of people who are ignorant or arrogant in that sense, how they pollute the water, that's what you're talking about when we're talking about Tangaroa Blue Foundation, yes?
That's correct, yeah. We are focused on all of those man-made items that end up in our waterways, both fresh water and salt water, that are harming wildlife, but also, you know, impacting a lot of other ways of our marine environment.
Fantastic. So tell us about Tangaroa Blue Foundation. When did it start? How long has it been running for, and how long you've been involved, or what your founder and the CEO? Yes, please.
Yeah, so I started Tangaroa Blue Foundation in 2004. I was actually living in the southwest corner of Western Australia when I did it. I was teaching diving, and I was really concerned about the amount of plastics and rubbish we were finding washing up in the Luen Naturalist National Park. And they came from a lot of different sources. So that was the beginning of a bit of an investigative process of trying to figure out where is this stuff coming from and what needs to change to stop it from washing up in the future. And now, 21 years later, we have program partners and supporters all over the country, not only removing marine debris and pollution from our environment, but also collecting data so we can try and track it to the source to stop it before it ends up in the environment in the first place.
Oh, fantastic. And so where was your most recent project and how did that go?
Yeah, we've been running the Reef Clean program now. We're in its 6th year, so that's really exciting to have that refunded, and it's a way that we can work with communities from the Torres Strait and the tip of Cape York all the way down to Bundaberg on a whole heap of activities that prevent marine debris. So that's going really well. We do quarterly monitoring activities, but we also do these really big scaled cleanup events. And in the Cape, we do a lot of multi-day events where we go out and camp on country and work with traditional owners and with Indigenous ranger teams. And that's what we're starting to organise for this year.
Fantastic. And when and where is the next project, and how can people get involved?
So we've just worked with our partners to lock in some dates for the next lot of events. Our first Cape York event will be up in Mapoon, and that's at the end of June or three quarters of the way through June. And then each month we've got other cleanup activities. We'll be heading up to Lockhart River for the Chilli Beach cleanup in July, also up to Five Beaches Loop to work with the Putumayo Rangers in September. And we have events happening in Pennefather with the Napranum community, and we're always looking for volunteers that can come and help us on those activities. So all the dates are on our website and our social media page, but yes, always looking for volunteers that can come and support.
So paint a picture, if you can, please, Heidi, and the operation of a day out. So we're talking about all cruising on a boat, seeing rubbish. Everyone takes a dive in the water to pick up the rubbish, put it in the boat. Is that the picture?
Most of the activities that we're doing is beach-based when we go to the Cape. It's hard to get to, and those weather windows are really difficult to predict. So a lot of them are beach cleanups where we'll go and set up camp, and we will cover a certain distance depending on how many people we have. Mm. For example, when we go up to Chile Beach, that's about 6.5 kilometres, so we'll spend a week cleaning that whole beach, and just depending on the tides, we can get to the south end or the north end, and then we come back and do the sorting and doing some data collection as well. So it's it really, each site is really, really different. We're super excited to be able to continue to work on country with the rangers and with the communities, because we know that so much of the rubbish washing up is coming from overseas, and it just keeps coming. So, we really want to help support to help that removal of that each year.
Fantastic. Is there a website or where people can donate? Can they support that way as well?
Yeah, we are a registered charity, which means we can accept public donations, and they're all tax deductible over 2 years. So it's a good thing to think of as we come up to the end of June, at the end of financial year. It's a really good time to think about donating to your charity. So we can definitely do that. And if people visit our website, tangaroablue.org, there's a little link there that makes it really easy to give a donation.
Good, fantastic. And having a good deadly yarn with you, Heidi, what came to my mind was Salty Monkeys. I don't know if you heard of Salty Monkeys. That's Dennis Fay and that organisation, who come from the Torres Straits. Yes, and they do a lot of work in your space. So there'd be a good JV, joint venture there, I would think. But reach out to Salty Monkeys. But thank you for sharing. And Tangaroa Blue Foundation, fantastic, on the map. And love the work that you do, and thank you for your yarn.
Oh, thank you so much for the invite. We look forward to seeing everybody out on the beach this dry season. Thank you.
Take care, Heidi. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
A little yarn there. That's Heidi Tate, her name is, founder and CEO of Tangaroa Blue Foundation. And Tangaroa Blue Foundation, an Australian registered charity, works to prevent and remove marine debris in Australia and across regions. Look, fantastic. And look, I just thought of Dennis Fay, big shout out, who heads up Salty Monkeys, and they do the same thing as Torres Strait Island Boys, who operate around the Torres Straits, cleaning up the ocean and supporting the islands as well in regarding debris. So there it is, a joint venture there, I would think. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them too. Them two pulled a belly up, eh. You sub it something, you sub it down for Mata Bully, fly, 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 fly. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-e-ah-ah-e-ah. Them two bind it. Banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you, I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down, belly up, eh. You sub something, you sub a dumper. Time, she'll show monkey and the turtle, let them two.
Sense at all. All the days roll into one. I sit and wait for night to fall. Someone's shouting, someone's crying. Now I really can't recall how it felt before they locked me up behind the prison wall. She traveled miles to come and see me. She brought the son I hardly know. He didn't smile, he didn't speak. Seemed like he couldn't wait to go. I longed to pick him up and tell him I'll always be there should he fall. Was he scared of me or scared to be behind the prison wall? Out of here, but I can't run and I won't crawl. How much more can they take from me when I've got nothing left at all? Someone's shouting, someone's crying. Now I really can't recall how it felt before they locked me up behind the prison wall. How it felt before they locked me up behind the prison wall.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Hey, Dimmer Dan here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. Giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery. Waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. Circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Beautiful track there. That's Uncle Sim and Dan with us in spirit. Love that track. T.I. Taxi Driver, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn of yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Looking at headline news here today, news.com.au. Brisbane Lions forward Callum Archie says racism on social media is a problem that needs fixing. Callum Archie says that the AFL's Sir Douglas Nicholls round starts a much-needed conversation about Indigenous culture. It's about educating the community about Indigenous culture as it is about football, with racism on social media remaining a problem that needs to be stamped out. Archie, First Nation man, and his family designed the Lions Indigenous Guernsey to be worn on Sunday when Brisbane hosts Melbourne at the Gabba. It's pretty much a story of my journey to the Brisbane Lions and my family's journey as well. Archie said of the design, it's a story of four rivers, Fitzroy, Murray, Yarra and Brisbane, which is really special. I'm just really excited for the boys to wear this week. It's turned out really well. Archie said it was important for the wider community to learn about Indigenous culture, hoping it would help lessen incidents of racism. People are learning more and more about it in schools now, which is fantastic, he says. There are young people in the community when we go out and do appearances, and they're really excited to learn about it now, which is fantastic and awesome to see. And that is the great thing about Sir Douglas Nicholls round. It brings that culture to the forefront. It's not just about football. It starts a conversation about our culture with people out there. Archie has been a target of racists throughout his life. His social media nowadays being unwanted platform for racism. People saying racist things here and there and over the fence at games doesn't really happen anymore, but you see a lot of stuff on social media and you get messages here and there, which is really disappointing, he says. The good thing is that when that happens, the club really gets around us and the community as well. There are a lot of people who really stand by us and we're going a long way with that. I know who I can, and I'm really proud to be an Indigenous person and proud of where I come from, and I'm excited to showcase that this weekend. Yes, fantastic. Thank you very much, Callum. And it's about stamping out racism across the airways in more ways than one. You can have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. I believe we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Trev. Yourself?
I'm well, yep. Brother. I'm well. Thank you. What do you want to yarn about, Tony?
I've got an update on the green patch I was talking about. They're going to get a custodian in there, they're calling it.
Oh, yeah.
And the name of the company that are going to run the green patch for the interest of all our locals here in Gordonville is called CMCA.
CMCA. What's the acronym for that?
Sorry, I don't know, mate. It's just a big sign they put up by the front gate and it's all still locked.
Ah.
It's just called, they put a big sign up and it's now called the CMCA Green Patch Campground.
And we don't know the acronym for it, the breakdown of it.
No, I don't know that, mate. I'm just, the signs have gone up since I mentioned it last week, and they put all signs up inside there, and there's a sign on the front gate saying, wait for custodian if no one's there. And inside what we call the day use area, which is where it's a day use area, it's not for the people that come and go in the rest area. It was a rest area up the top. The campground is down the lower area. They put a sign up that by the table and chairs in front of it, they put a sign, custodian. So it looks like this custodian is going to camp in the only table and chair in the whole park that where we're going to sit in the dog shit.
So it seems like it's going to be, well, a caretaker, so to speak, what it sounds like.
Yeah. Some sort of caretaker, yeah. Mm. He's called the custodian. And I have regular contact with one of our lawmen here. He's traditional owner of that area.
Mm. Yes.
It's an insult to him. I was having a good yarn yesterday. He just said, there's nothing here for us locals. It's just all for outsiders. So that's sort of my update a little bit.
I'll see what I can do. I'll do some research and find out what the acronym of CMCA is all about.
Yeah, right. I don't know what it means, mate. CMCA.
CMCA.
And the place is still shut up. I mean, it's nearly the middle of May. It was supposed to be open in May. And the whole point is, it's not about the campground. I think it's at the back of the park. Is the gate that takes us down to the river. Well, that's still shut. We've lost our...
Yeah. Gates everywhere.
We've lost And it's not just Murray's, this is the whole community, because you get a lot of dog walkers that like to walk up and down the river there, and people go down there and fish.
Let me do some research and I'll get back to you, but thank you for your call, my brother. CMCA.
CMCA.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. A deadly yarn there, Tony Gibbs. Have any say? Talking about the green patch. We'll find out what CMCA is. This is your daily program. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Someone, see what we just overcome. We must be the chosen ones.
Okay.
When I'm feeling low, I get high. Roll me some, hit that on the first night. That's a hole in one. Give a damn when they envy me. They ain't matching this energy. Building up my legacy. I'm in the lab with this chemistry. The MVP. I'm back up in this lit. From that get go, I didn't quit. Now they all know I'm legit. I come with open hands. I'm spreading love. I do the most I can. That girl did my Brody wrong. Now he's a broken man. I'm guru moved to all this hate. I gotta focus, man. How you talking down on me when you standing on stolen land? Roll my eyes that I'm the man. Standing on my business. You know how I do my thing. They all manipulating politics. That's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang. When I'm busting a rhyme, when I began, I came in divine. Remember the time, had nothing to shine.
Nothing to shine.
I'm hustling, taking over like the government. I get to action, jumping in. My cousin out here thugging it. Like what now? Which way? They too fake, can't stand it. I'm up now and I'm here to stay. By true God, they gammon. Roll my eyes that I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulating politics, that's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Fantastic. Thursday Island, Black Paradise. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Is the number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and big shout out to the NERS team. Now, it was just yesterday, I had a deadly yarn with a member of Cairns, Mr. Michael Healy, a Labor candidate for the state. And he praises the big man, the tall man. We're talking ex-basketball player, former MBL, and that's Matt Smith, who's now the federal MP, Member of Parliament for Leichhardt. And guess what? He's with me in the studio. A big shout-out. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, Trendy. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Like, so my life is... significant changes in the last week and a half,
thank
I would say.
Thank you, thank you. I would say the same thing, and you, let me just say that I look up to you, brother.
Is that, this is a tall joke?
Did you pick that up?
No, I got it.
Look, former Taipan player, here you are, now the reins of Leichhardt. So tell us the journey in regard to the campaign, and we've spoke a couple of times here prior to the election day. Now you're in. Tell us, paint the picture regarding what happened in the process. You were announced on Saturday night.
On Saturday night, yeah.
So tell us what happened and how it all worked out and how you went to Canberra, and tell us the journey.
Yeah, no worries. So Saturday night, you know, we're watching the ABC count, as I guess most people are, and I was there with my parents and my aunt and my cousin, my daughters, yes. My beautiful partner Renee, and yeah, the Anthony Green has called it. He's called Leichhardt, and Warren Ench gave me a call and congratulated me and went downstairs and, you know, was able to celebrate with the people because, you know, a campaign is built on the back of hundreds and hundreds of volunteer hours.
Sure.
So it was nice to have a celebration with them to say thank you for the time they put in. And then, look, the work started Sunday. Yep, fair bit of press on Sunday. Labor Day, obviously, on Monday. Tuesday, I was dialing in to Weipa to talk PDR. Tuesday, again, dialed back into Weipa on my way down to Canberra for their Western Symposium.
So you started working before you went to Canberra?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, thank you. And then clock in, it's work time. I'm elected.
Thursday, Friday, down Canberra, got back very late. Friday night, some would say Saturday morning. And then, yeah, jetted up to Mossman Saturday and had a couple of meetings up there. And yeah, look, it's important when people put the faith in you to start straight away. I am, however, doing this on a voluntary basis at the moment because I haven't been declared. So
no money coming in yet. No pay packet.
No, I got no resources.
I was
going to
hit you
office.
Up for a loan, brother.
Oh, well, look, I mean, you know, give me a couple of weeks. No office, no computer, just 2 feet and a heartbeat trying to get it done.
Okay, so paint that picture. How does that work? You keep all your receipts.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're probably talking about reimbursements.
Definitely keeping the receipts, you know. But, you know, look, Leichhardt's a big space. And over, you know, probably towards the end of July, Parliament will start up again and I'll be in Canberra 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on.
Okay.
So I need to get out as often as I can now to see as many people as possible. And that includes hitting community up in the Cape. It includes going up to the Torres Strait, you know, Weipa, Cooktown, Woodjill, Hopevale, Arakoon, Lockhart. I'm going to try to get to as many places as possible. I promised the Cape that I'd see everybody before Christmas. I intend to keep that promise. So we'll knock off as much as we can in the next month, and then we'll begin the process. It's a bit of a listening tour to start with.
Sure.
You know, you need to understand where people's ambitions are, where they believe they are, and where they want to go. And it's my job to help them get there.
Beautiful. Now, we're talking about the big footprint it is, Leichhardt, when we're talking about Cape York and Torres Strait, what have you. But we're also talking about the man who was there before, 26 years, and we're talking about LNP man, Mr. Warren Inch. Any communication with Warren?
Yeah, look, I caught up with Warren before the election, and he said, look, when this is all over, if you ever want to have a chat and sit down, I can give you the history and things like that. So I called him. We're going to catch up this week. Yeah, you can't sneeze at 30 years of experience. You know, he knows everything. And there's, you know, there'll be things that I go, hey, what happened here? Have we tried this before? Why didn't it work?
Yeah, thank you.
So that way we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. There's that institutional knowledge that he's got that I'm definitely going to lean on moving forward.
Lovely. Well, hats off to him for agreeing to meet with you.
Yeah, look, I think, I mean...
And good on you for approaching him.
It goes to show that, you know, ultimately both he and I put the electorate and the community first. You know, it's not a... Canberra can have its Canberra stuff.
Sure.
But we worry about Leichhardt.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. So tell us, 2 weeks on, is that how it works? Then you is that
yeah that's general the that's generally how it works. So yeah, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Sometimes there's 1 week on, 2 weeks off. It's they'll release a calendar, and yeah. my life will be then determined by a whole bunch of plane flights, and I had to buy suits. Like it's a
Thank
whole
you.
Thing.
That's right, exactly. Penguin suit. Yeah, that's right. It looks all about the journey. The fact you haven't got paid yet, but good on you. Like I said, new grounds for you. When you say former Taipans player, so regarding your circle of friends and all your ex slam dunkers, you in touch, communication from there, and
yeah,
tell us that's that conversation.
Yeah, look, there's a core group of about five or six of us that have stayed in town, and like one of those sent me a list of demands already, like including, you know, making sure that doors are now built taller. Maddie, I don't know if we're going to get that done for you, mate, but We'll put it on the list. No, they're all really proud. I am the first NBL player to have ever made the transition into federal politics. The NBL
slam dunked it too, brother.
Yeah, no. The NBL CEO rang up and told me that, and that was they'd been keeping an eye on me. And so that was nice. Look, I think everyone's been really proud. It's a strange leap. It's not something that I expected, but sure. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And look, the Cape played a big part in that. The swings towards us up there were really quite high. So I'm very grateful to the support shown to the vision that we put forward from the communities in Cape York and the Torres Strait.
When you talk about vision and being a former basketball player, NBL, that just shows to our young ones out there, no matter what your sport is, but you can step into a business world, a political world, just having a vision.
Absolutely. And Jonathan Thurston's a good example of this. Yes. I caught up with him a couple of weeks back, and we were having a chat about his foundation and how he's able to give back to kids who might be at risk through sport and through football. And, you know, he was running the airline for a little while. You know, he's made that transition really well.
Yes, yes.
And it just goes to show that, you know, you can't, Don't let people pigeonhole you. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's easy to go, oh, well, they're just a footballer, they're just a basketballer. But, you know, we've got ambitions, we've got talents, we've got goals. You know, Jonathan's one example, I'm another. You know, Nathan Jawai, who's now, you know, he's setting up some not-for-profits doing hoops for health type stuff in the NT with Timmy Duggan.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these guys out there doing some really, really great stuff after they finish playing sports. So sport can be a fantastic vehicle. But yeah, it does tend to end when you're about 35.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Knees start talking to you, don't they?
Yeah, it's like, hang on.
Oh, look, fantastic. And look, big shout out to your lovely lady Renee and your beautiful daughters. Team effort and the support there from the family side. I mean, you're going to be thankful for that as well.
Yeah, as you would know, you can't take something like this on by yourself. And there's a lot of sacrifices that they've made on behalf of me. So I've had to buy them presents. which is definitely, they're not unhappy with that as a concept, but you know, look, the time away that I spent, the fatigue
sure.
that you get from constant campaigning, they were very understanding and very supportive. You know, the girls came out door knocking with me from time to time. Renee did the handing out. You know, it really was, everyone got together. And it's not just my family. It was, you know, Nita put her life on hold to help out, you know, all of the volunteers who got behind. It's really quite a humbling experience because it's not, ultimately, it's my face on the posters, but there's this whole bunch of people doing stuff behind you that, you know, are absolutely integral to the whole thing. So, because without them, you just don't cross go.
Yep. And look, with your deadly win for the seat of Leichhardt, if you look at it, the federal election, whitewash, Labor kicked butt.
Yeah, it was a lot larger than a lot of people expected. Good problem to have. A lot of talent in there at the moment. A lot of talent. You know, was down there, met some really, really great people who want to do some great things. I just got to sit with Malandiri for a while. Looks like I'll sit on First Nations Caucus as well.
Lovely.
So, you know, we can really advocate for things that we need up here.
Well, that's good to hear, brother. Good to hear. Fantastic. Well, once again, congratulations. So we're going to be yarning a lot, my brother.
Absolutely.
We really are. And the space that you're working. And look, a big shout out to your family and a big shout out to, Labor winning the election as such. And Mr. Albanese in there again. And now it's time to clock and do the work. But you've already done that.
Yeah, no, I've clocked in. Packet. It's just, yeah.
That's what. <Thank you. laughs> Good yarning with you. Matt, we'll be yarning soon. And communication here via a National Talkback, a good tool to use as well, brother.
Always.
You take care, brother. All the best.
Thanks, mate.
There it is, the big man, a member of parliament for the seat of Leichhardt, Labour. That's Matt Smith. And like I said, slam dunked his way into the political arena and now ready to kick some goals and hand the ball off, so to speak, but talk and communicate with the people, find out what the needs and wants are and fulfil that want and need. It's great. He's going to catch up and have a yarn with Warren Inch. And a big shout out to Warren Inch, 26 years sitting in that seat as an LNP man, but now stepping away from the political arena and going to retire, but still open to have a conversation with the new elect member and have that conversation about what can we do to go forward. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off, you mob. Thank you for your company, but stay tuned. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Have a good day. Too deadly.
Stone unquenched makes the people whole.